Earth to Philly.
Last Thursday, Earth to Philly ventured out into the raging blizzard to go to the book release party for Spit That Out by Paige Wolf, a local sustainable public relations maven who has put out a book for parents who are concerned with raising eco-conscious children and are perhaps just a little too eco-conscious themselves. It's a fun book. It has humor and information. And the event was held down at a location at Second and Spring Garden. As I was saying, it was snowing. If you remember, it wasn't actually a blizzard at all. There were a few flakes on the ground. Traffic on Spring Garden was so ridiculous that I had thought I would just take the bus down there. But I ended up walking instead from Broad Street down to Second, because by the time I got down to Second, the bus that would have been down there was nowhere in sight. It was just absolutely ridiculous. So I felt a little eco-snarky about my planet-friendly mode of transportation, even more planet-friendly than taking the bus. But I got there. There were perhaps not as many people at the event as there would have been had there been no snow and no traffic. But it was still a fun time, and we're going to just go for a very quick chat with Paige.
All right, right now we are at Arcadia Boutique, behind a closed door to dampen some of the sound. And I'm talking with Paige Wolf, the author of Spit That Out. And Paige, can you give me the full title, because it's a longer title than that?
Sure. It's called Spit That Out, The Overly Informed Parent's Guide to Raising Children in the Age of Environmental Guilt.
And this is, it's a kind of a how-to guide, but written a little bit tongue-in-cheek with a certain attitude, but has a lot of good information. But can you just very briefly explain, it's kind of the premise is that there are two different forces acting on parents that make it trickier than it might have seemed before. Is that
exactly? Not only is there so much information out there, but the information is conflicting and contrary and changing constantly. Things like what is safe and not safe to eat, to buy, to wear, what kind of toys that you should and should not allow your children to play with. And the kind of information that's coming out there, it's coming out harder and heavier than it ever has before in past generations, and it's creating a whole new world of trying to decipher what the right thing to do is, how to be healthy, how to be kind to the environment, and how to create a good environment. It's very complicated, and I hope that my book offers some practical tips on how to wade through it all.
And from what you're saying, it sounds like it may not just apply to the raising of children, but kind of to the raising of yourself.
It does. I find that green anxiety, or green guilt, as I call it, is something that is becoming more and more prevalent in society, not just with parents, but with everyone who wants to do the right thing by the planet and for their own health. And the book offers some tips on not just, you know, things that you can do for your children, but things you can do for yourself. You know how to make some choices, how to make things more affordable, more practical, how to save time in living a greener lifestyle. So I really think it's a book that anybody could find some good information in.
Well, it is chock full of good information, and we don't have time to get into all the different parameters and the different areas that you focus on. But if an Earth to Philly listener just was listening to this, and you had one thing that you could give them as a takeaway that would, I don't know, somehow help them get over their green guilt or help them to discern something in the information they're getting, what would you suggest?
What I've been trying to say to people is that perfect is unattainable, but we can always do a little bit better. Better is possible. So striving for perfection is not really possible, but just do the best you can, and just try to do the best you can with the information that you have available.
Okay, Spit That Out. It's out now, and we'll have a link on the blog so that people can go and get that. And Paige, I'll let you get back to your your opening party, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Spit That Out, The Overly Informed Parent's Guide to Raising Children in the Age of Environmental Guilt, is from Lombard Books. It's available from Amazon.com and select retailers. And in partnership with Ecolibris, one tree will be planted for every printed copy sold.
Earth to Philly.